Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and your kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for this opportunity and this privilege, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you have blessed the service on tonight and bless our speaker, our presiding prelate, Tyndall, as he comes forth to share the word of God. Lord, we ask that you would open up our ears, open up our eyes, that we can see spiritually and hear spiritually the word that you would have for us on tonight. Lord, we just thank you for every person that is on this line today that has come to share in this glorious experience, in this three-night revival. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for who you are, for you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we come to worship you in the beauty of holiness, for it's in Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving in our hearts, amen and amen. We're going to go into Galatians, the fifth chapter, starting at the first verse. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein with Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised in Christ, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he be a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. I have read Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Greetings to all our listeners, friends, and supporters from throughout the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. As we always remind you, this ministry is an on-time work for end times that we're living in. And we, on behalf of our prelate, our board of bishops, and all of our affiliates, we extend to you all a hearty welcome and rejoice greatly that you have joined us again for this third evening of this mighty on-air revival. We give all praise and glory and honor to God because he has allowed us yet another opportunity to come together over UFCCM Anointed Internet Radio. We're on Facebook and at the UFCCM website at ufccm.org. We have been experiencing a mighty fresh word from the Lord. And we know that tonight's message, our last one in this series, will bless you and change your life. We know that you are going to be on the edge of your seat listening to this fresh word from the Lord. Bishop Henry Tyndall, Sr., the presiding prelate of the UFCCM, is a powerful, anointed man of God, preacher, prophet, and he will be delivering this word from the Lord. So let's now go back to our own Bishop Ronald Hobson who will introduce our prelate.
Grace and peace be unto you, everyone that is on this call. We just thank the Lord for this opportunity and this privilege. My name is Bishop Ronald S. Hobson. I am the provincial bishop for the ecclesiastical province of Massachusetts. And it is a delight and a pleasure to introduce our presiding prelate, who is a tremendous man of God, a man of integrity, a man of great stature in the kingdom of God. And we know tonight that you will be blessed by the word of God coming from our anointed leader. He's anointed and appointed for this hour. So with great joy, it gives me to introduce to some and to present to others no one other than our presiding prelate of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, the one and the only Bishop Henry A. Tindall.
Good evening to all of our radio listeners, to all of you who have taken the time to share with us tonight once again. We're very happy to be here in the name of the Lord. We wish to give honor to Jesus Christ, who is the head of our life. It is by him and in him that we walk, we talk, we move, and we have our very being. We want to give a special thanks before we get into the word tonight to all of those that have worked so tirelessly and with such conviction during the last few days to make this three-night on-the-air revival possible, to all of our listening audience and to our chairman of communication, Bishop H.D. Haywood, who hails to us from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and to our presiding bishops who have served to introduce and present us through the last three nights. A special thanks to teacher Dr. Margaret Tindall for her untiring labors at the Ministry of Laity Training in the UFCCM. To everybody everywhere, the thought that the Lord has placed in our spirit as our theme for the UFCCM for the year 2018 is reaching higher. And I have received a dispensation from the Lord that as I travel throughout the UFCCM to make it my point to encourage all of our affiliates and all of those that are part of this wonderful ministry to make this the year in which you set it as your goal to reach higher in the Lord, not to go back where you have been, but to go to a place you have never been before. Over the last three nights, I have been preaching off of the same subject, Run to Win. Those two are connected, our annual theme, and the subject over which we have been preaching. In order to reach higher, you've got to run to win. In other words, you have to do what you're doing with a purpose in your mind, and that purpose is to win. Over the past two nights, we have spoken about several scriptural factors that are significant to one who is running to win. On this closing night of this series, I'm speaking from the set. The prize is no surprise. If you recall, the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So there is a prize for those that run to win. But tonight, think about this. The prize is no surprise. Since we're reaching higher and running to win, it should be paramount in our mind that we expect to win something at the finishing line. Now, that something we expect to win is not salvation. It is clearly and indisputably shown throughout the Bible that our salvation is a gift. The Apostle Paul went so far as to write under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that salvation is a free gift. And that seems kind of contradictory, because if you have to do anything to get a gift, then it's not a gift. And so I believe that when he said in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and I'm reading this from the New Living Translation, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. We believe that the Holy Spirit interjected that word free before the word gift, to emphasize and make it absolutely clear that there is not a single act that you can perform to be entitled to or to deserve salvation, nor is there any amount of money you can pay to buy salvation. God loved you and I so much that he gave his only begotten Son, who in turn gave his life for our salvation. It is indeed a gift, and a free gift at that. I would like to notice, and just for a few moments, in Acts chapter 8, we read about a man by the name of Simon, who had bewitched an entire city, the city of Samaria, through his practice of sorcery. When the Holy Spirit sent Deacon Philip to Samaria to preach the gospel, the people of Samaria responded by believing and receiving salvation. Now, this sorcerer Simon also believed and received salvation. Word got back to the apostles in Jerusalem about how the Holy Spirit was using Deacon Philip. So the apostles sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived in Samaria, they began to lay hands upon the believers that had received salvation. And when the apostles laid hands on them, they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Now, when Simon saw this, he offered the apostles money so that he would be able to lay hands on people, and the people through him would receive the Holy Ghost. Peter rebuked him in no uncertain terms, telling him that he was in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Simon immediately repented and asked for prayer. It was an insult that he could purchase God's free gift, the Holy Spirit's anointing, with mere money. How much more an insult to think that salvation can be purchased, or that it can be earned by our good works. No, it is a free gift from God to whosoever believes. So I want you to understand that the prize is not your salvation. You can't buy it. You can't work for it. You have to receive it by faith. It is a gift to you from God. If salvation was a thing that money could buy, perhaps the rich would get it and the poor would not. But Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavily laden, and I will give you rest." He extends the gift of salvation to whosoever will. So the point I'm trying to make here is that salvation is not the prize. That's a free gift. It's already been covered by the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus on Calvary's cross. So then, seeing that our salvation is a free gift, the question that comes to mind then is, what is the prize for which we are running? We can't run for salvation. We can't run it. We can't earn it. We can't pay for it. So what is the prize for which we are running? I want you to look at two very important words: anticipation and surprise. I think that in so doing, we will understand why the Holy Spirit has given to me to speak from the thought, the prize is no surprise. As a noun, the word surprise may be defined as an unexpected or astonishing event, fact, or thing, something totally unexpected. Some people like surprises or to be surprised. You probably have a list of times in which you were surprised by something unexpected or an astonishing event. I wish I had time to give a little Bradley anecdote here, but suffice it to say that you have on occasion said, "Wow, I did not expect, if it's a surprise, then how do you prepare?" That which you anticipate is the opposite of a surprise. We are told that psychologists agree that anticipation is an emotion that has great and wonderful healing powers. That which you anticipate gives you something to look forward to. So we are running to win because we anticipate a prize at the finish line. Now, I honestly will admit that I do not look forward to everything that I anticipate. There are some things I anticipate I would really would like to avoid, but I have to face them anyhow. But at least I have the opportunity to prepare for that which I anticipate or look forward to. I know that earth life does not last forever, so I can prepare for the inevitable. Most people anticipate their needs for food, shelter, clothes, finances, and all sorts of things in life. But do we prepare to not be surprised when we stand before God? That is an empirical question. The prize should not be a surprise. God's word is clear on what we can expect when we leave these earthly shores. Even though Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Yes, but Jesus gives us a glimpse, or shall I say a preview, or a word prayer, in John 14, verses 2 and 3, when he tells us what we can anticipate. When he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." We'll be back in a few moments, because I want to share a little more with you about what we're mentioning here between an anticipation and a surprise.
We're truly blessed that you have joined us for this broadcast. This is not our only broadcast, by the way. The UFCCM Laity Outreach Broadcast, sponsored by the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training, comes to you on the second Saturday of every month at 12 noon Eastern Time. These broadcasts are designed with USCCM Laity and all of our listeners in mind, and they feature some very powerful lessons and messages from the USCCM Laity Training Ministry, as well as some of our bishops and other ministers and speakers from within the USCCM. So we invite you, we encourage you to join us for any of these broadcasts on USCCM Anointed Internet Radio, Facebook, or on our website at ufccm.org. Just before we bring Bishop Tindall back to continue this message, if these powerful words from the Lord are touching you, please know that at the end of this broadcast, you may call in special requests for prayer. The UFCCM Intercessory Prayer Ministry, as well as some of our intercessors from throughout the UFCCM all over the country, will be standing by to receive your calls and pray with you for your request. The call-in number is 833-888-3226. That is 833-888-3226. Please know that intercessors are standing by to pray with you and for you. Now, let us go back and hear more of this powerful message from Bishop Tindall.
Thank you, teacher. Just for a brief moment, the idea that I was speaking of just before we took our break. The prize should not be a surprise. Now, God's word is clear on what we can expect when we leave these earthly shores. Even though Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, it would indicate that there will be surprises. But Jesus gives us a glimpse. He gives us a brief preview, or I like to say a word trailer. In John 14, chapter 14, verses 2 through 3, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Just to be with Jesus in eternity is enough. That is reason enough why I am running to win. That is why I am reaching higher. But that is not all. The prize also includes rewards, crowns, and stars. You should anticipate your prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I ask you, have you made preparations for what you anticipate? Have you truly been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now and let us settle the matter, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Beloved, the prize is no surprise. I know what to expect at the finish line. I know that when my race is won, that there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, has for me, and not only for me, all of those who love his appearing and look forward to his coming. Now, I have heard some say that there will be at least three surprises in heaven. But from the revelation that I've received in God's word, which speaks clearly on the subject, I do not agree with that statement. I am running to win, but let's just consider these so-called three surprises in heaven. When we understand God's word clearly, we will understand that there will be no surprises in heaven. But let's see what folks say. Number one, surprise number one, they say, you will be surprised that you are there. Now, if it's going to surprise you that you have got to heaven, what are you running for? I said the other night, I'm in it to win it, and if I'm not in it to win it, then why am I in it? You will, folks say, you will be surprised that you are there, but that is repudiated in the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18 says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" So some take that to mean that we're barely going to get there. We are hardly going to get there. We're going to get there by the skin of our teeth. But there will be no one slipping in by the skin of your teeth in heaven. If you are saved, if you are born again, if you are washed and have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, then you are going to make it. In John chapter 5, verse 24, I believe it is, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth these words of mine and believeth on him that sent me shall not come into condemnation," holding his word for judgment, "but is passed from death to life." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Eternal life is not something I'm looking forward to getting. It's something I have right now. It's a present possession. So you should not be surprised that you got there. Well, let's look at second surprise, folks say, that you will see when you get there. A lot of people you thought will not be there will be there. A lot of people you thought will not be there will be there. Matthew 21, verse 31, clause B. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, collectors and the prostitutes, go into the kingdom of God before you. These self-righteous folk who think that they are all this and all that, and they just know that they're going to make it because of what they do and because of how they live and because of their goodness and because of their righteousness. I tell you, Jesus said that the publicans, in other words, the tax collectors and the harlots, will be rejoicing in the kingdom before you do. So class number three, a lot of people you thought would be there will not be there. Uh-oh. A lot of people you thought would be there will not be there. You're not going to get there because you're churchy. You're not going to get there because you are religious. You're going to get there because of your good deeds. You're going to get there because of the blood of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, Jesus spoke some very powerful words. Listen to what he said. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And this is what Jesus will say. And then I will profess unto them, never knew you. Depart from me, for ye work iniquity. So because you have a great ministry, because you lay hands on folk and they fall out of, because you are a great preacher, whatever else you claim to deserve your salvation, unless you have been born again and accept Jesus Christ in your life as a Savior, you are not going to get there. So a lot of people you thought would be there are not going to be there. Maybe if those are the prophets, they will be there, but I'm not looking to be surprised when I get there. I will not be surprised when I get there because I am trusting completely and entirely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the surest friend, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So I'm running to win because I'm built on that solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. Heaven and earth will one day pass away, but the words of my Savior will stand forever. And as he has encouraged me to run, to win, and to reach higher, I pray that the messages over the last 3 nights have so touched your hearts and encouraged you to continue to run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. All of us can win the prize that God has in store for us. All we need to do is trust Jesus, believe him with our wholehearted mind, spirit, soul, and body. And remember, you're not going to work your way to heaven and sit down. Heaven is not a rest place for retired saints. Heaven is a place of activity, something always going on around there in heaven. And one of the greatest attractions of heaven is that we will be able to sing his praise for all eternity. I'm trying to close this, but a couple of 2 months ago, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, 4 day in the morning, with a powerful song in my heart. The lyrics to that song, I went back to sleep and they were repeated to me again, so I wrote them all down. I won't tell you all the words to that song, but I will tell you this. It said, when I spend my time in glory, let me spend my time with thee. when my work on earth is ended and all my titles are done, when I spend my time in glory, let me spend my time with peace. And I'm going to do it because by his word and on the authority of his word, everyone that loves the Lord will come out a winner at the finishing line. Our announcer is going to be with you in a few moments to share with you about how to reach our prayer intercessors once more, whose phone lines are probably open right now all over the country to take your call. But before I leave the air, I want to extend to any that may be listening to this broadcast this evening. Maybe you've never, ever opened your heart and received Jesus Christ as our Savior. I know you go to church. I know you're tired. I know you live right. I know you even dress right. But that's not what saved you. In order for you to be saved, you have to publicly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. So why don't you take this opportunity if you have not done so? Just a simple prayer can change your destiny for all eternity. Pray with me as I pray. If you're not saved and want to receive Jesus Christ in your life, pray this prayer again. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died and gave your life for me and rose on the third day. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my life right now as my personal Savior. If you have prayed this prayer according to the word of God, you are now a born-again believer. And I want to encourage you to give us a call. Share the good news of your salvation with us. Intercessors are standing by to hear from you from wherever you call. And may God bless you and keep you. And may the benevolent grace of our Lord and Savior direct your course. God bless you.
We know that you have been blessed these three nights receiving the anointed word. We know that you have received a miracle. We know that God has imparted into your spirit some of the things that you just couldn't quite understand before. Right now, prayer intercessors are waiting for your call. 833-888-3226. That's 833-888-3226. If you've accepted the Lord and would like to share your testimony after listening to these powerful messages over the last three nights of this revival, email us simply at prayer@ufccm.org. If you'd like to support this ministry of the UFCCM, you may do so by going to our website at ufccm.org. Click the Givelify app or utilize any one of the three ways that's presented on our website where you can participate and partner in this ministry. Go to ufccm.org and click the Givelify app or utilize any of the three ways to give. Again, prayer lines are open right now. 833-888-3226. They're waiting to hear from you, to pray with you. Again, we can see that many of you are yet sitting in the service. While you are sitting in the service, go ahead and call 833 888-3226. If the lines are busy, don't give up. Please keep trying. Don't allow the enemy to trick you out of your victory. But two or three are gathered together, agreeing on any one thing, he will perform it. Whatsoever we shall bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. And whatsoever we shall loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. Touch and agree with one of the prayer intercessors now. 833-888-3226. You can also find all the information that you need regarding the UFCCM at ufccm.org. Again, we are so thankful and so blessed that our international presiding prelate, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., gave of himself and was used so mightily of the Lord. Blessings until we see you again.